AKA Ben White. Hey, Big Ben, that was great. I mean, I'm not the biggest rap fan in the world, but I certainly do enjoy this guy and his sponsors, CTD, Certified Texas Dope Entertainment. As Todd Knight makes his way from the stage and over to the entrance ramp, WWA would like to take this time to tell all their fans how they can get their very own CD, which features a song, Gotta Be Mine, you just heard. All you have to do is log on to www.myspace.com/quarterbag, and for a limited time, you can listen to this artist's songs, Ben White, Quarterbag, for free. That's right, folks, for free. And later on tonight, we're going to bring Quarterbag back out onto the stage so that he can perform one more of his hits. This one's going to be entitled, Put 'Em On They Back. Now with Todd Knight in place, it's time to kick the feed back into the squared circle and over to ring announcer Michael Stuffer.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is at this time that we will once again turn the show over to true greatness, Mike Morrison.
Next up in bracket B, hailing from Austin, Texas, weighing 220 pounds, the cruiserweight legend, the DAPW hardcore icon. Well, I'm not reading this crap anymore. The Nightmare Todd Knight.
Folks, demanding a microphone and stopping Mike Morrison from introducing his opponent, the Nightmare has something to say. And apparently so do the people in attendance.
What all you people need to do right now is shut your damn mouth and let the Nightmare speak. So this is the legendary Madison Square Garden Arena? This place is nothing but a dump. You people can chant all you want at the top of your lungs until you're blue in the face, and it's not going to make one damn bit of difference. Because right here tonight, at Changes, each and every one of you will witness as I take the next step towards the WEWA Hall of Fame by becoming the new WEWA World Television Champion for the very first time. Tonight, nightmares will come true. Tonight, the new Reign of Terror begins, and dreams will be destroyed.
There's a comment coming down the aisle, hailing from Philadelphia. Don't see them because the trouble is calling home. Beastmaster, or the Wayne.
Diving into the ring as Morrison bails through the ropes, both men engage in a Kamatayan, quickly transitioning into a side headlock. Orgy Lambert immediately slows down the cruiserweight right off the bat. Knight pushes off the headlock, sending Lambert into the ropes and coming off the nylon on the rebound. Here comes Knight leaping into the air, connecting with an awesome textbook drop kick to the face. Off the canvas and into the corner goes Orgy with a thud. And racing across the ring, Knight unloads with a leaping side leg whip to the chest of Lambert. And down onto one knee, Knight powers upwards. Killer uppercut connects, and instantaneously, here comes Knife, following up with a pair of hard knife edge chops. Again, 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 Lambert sucks up the pain, and reversing his position in the corner, delivers a nasty headbutt that sends Knight down onto Queer Street. Wobbling against the turnbuckle, Lambert hooks the arm of Knight, and sending him head over heels with an awesome old-school hip toss. Down goes Knight, skidding across the logo, staggering to his feet. Orgy topples Knight on the end of a hard clothesline, and Todd Knight seems to be shaken. Orgy immediately follows up with a double-fisted choke and forcing the referee into a five count. Lambert breaks the hold before the referee can end the match. Lambert appears to be climbing the top turnbuckle, and what is he doing? He's not a high flyer. Orgy is now at the apex of the rope and leaping into the air. Oh, he missed! He missed! Lambert missed the leg drop from the top and slumping over onto his side. Here comes Todd Knight rolling back into the ring with a steel chair. Opening up the web in between Lambert and the ropes, Knight takes off, leaping onto the seat, and here he goes! Springboard off the ropes into a moonsault position! Oh, did you see that? What an awesome aerial display by Todd Knight! One, two, kick out by Lambert, and this one's gonna continue, folks. Thus far in this match, Lambert has desperately tried to slow the pace down, but it's been Knight's speed and superior wrestling ability that has completely dumbfounded, in my opinion, Orgy Lambert. Off the canvas and into the corner with the thud goes Lambert, and look at Knight go to work with hard lefts and rights to the body, to the body, to the body, to the body, to the body. Cut me, Mick Todd Knight has his second win, and he's ramming his shoulder into the midsection of Orgy Lambert and appears to be taking the big man down. Chop the cherry tree. Chop it, Knight. Oh, my God. What am I doing? Why am I cheering for Todd Knight? No, Lambert with the knee lift catches Todd Knight off guard. And with Knight once again flat on his back on the canvas, Lambert looks to shift the match into low gear. Boston Crab bends Todd Knight past the 90-degree angle, and if Knight isn't careful, he just might have to tap. The referee is now asking Todd Knight if he wants to submit, but the Nightmare says no, and he's going to reach for the ropes. The crowd starts to boo, and Lambert gives up some distance. Knight is frantically trying to grab the nylon. He's scratching and clawing. He's trying to move the big man across the ring. Lambert sits deeper into the hold as sweat pours from his brow. Knight gets to the ropes. He's reaching. Yes, he's got the nylon. And the referee is forced to break the hold, releasing the legs. Orgy now allows Knight to regain the neutral position, but you can see that Todd Knight looks like he is a man who is completely in pain and just might be defeated. Knight will have none of that, and as he charges Lambert, Lambert lifts the big boot, and down to the canvas goes Todd Knight. And folks, this has to be one of the best matches I have seen in a long time. Here I was thinking it was going to be a hardcore brawl with tables breaking and chairs swinging, but to my surprise, Orgy Lambert can actually wrestle. Jamming Knight's head between his thighs, Lambert cranks upwards on the powerbomb, but Knight flips his position. Orgy's confused. Knight pulls back. Oh, yowza! Implant DDT drills Lambert face first into the logo. Where the hell did Todd Knight get the energy to do that? I just don't know. Kip up by an exhausted Knight, and he's signaling for his nighttime finisher. Up to the top ropes like a cat goes Knight, and tumbling through the air. Oh, my God. Knight just collided with the referee by accident. And, folks, the man in stripes just just might have saved this match for Orgy Lambert. Trolling over to his opponent, Lambert mounts Todd Knight, unloading with punches and bunches. Left, right, left, right, left, right. I think Todd Knight just used up all of his nine lives. Wait a minute, but what's he doing here? Hey, into the ring comes Mike Johnson from the crowd, and folks, he's got that damn barbed wire shovel. Johnson's gonna bring an orgy, reaching back into the heavens of extreme. Nick reverses the hole. Oh, Jesus Christ, jumping down a cherry tree. Johnson just hit Knight, and I cannot tell a lie. Wait a minute, didn't I just say that? Forget about that. Knight is out cold, and Orgy Lambert finally sees Johnson, who has quickly bailed from the ring and is clearly upset. Johnson knows he screwed up, man, and as Lambert sees the blood coming from the back of Todd Knight's head, he smiles at the shovel. No, don't do it. Lambert, please, no, don't do it. Not the crown of thorns pile driver. No, not on the barbed wire shovel last week. Oh, my God, Orgy Lambert did it to Mike Johnson on a pile of barbed wire. This week, he's going to do it on the barbed wire shovel, securing Todd's head between his legs. Orgy leans back, and oh, good Lord almighty, this one is over. Knight is gushing blood from the forehead, and folks, here it is, not like this. One, not again. Two, the referee's going to pound the canvas. Three, can you believe it? Orgy Lambert just defeated Todd Knight. What a travesty of justice!
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest by pinball and winner of Bracket B, Beastmaster Orgy Lambert!
I cannot believe this, folks. This is all Mike Johnson's fault. Instead of having Ray versus Knight, we're going to have to suffer through Ray versus Lambert in the Mike Morrison True Greatness Television Title Finals. Don't get me wrong. I would pay to see any combination in the finals. But to see two screw jobs like this isn't right. I'm telling you, folks, I'm not sure how Mike Morrison feels about these two matches being screw jobs, but as far as I'm concerned, it completely sucked. That's right. I feel gypped. It's time to go to a commercial break. But when we return, it's going to be Ulfric, Matt McLean, Mike Johnson, and Joel Saunders in a fatal four-way that will yield a World Television Championship number one contender. The man who's tough enough to take home this win, in my opinion, is not going to have to work his way up the ladder. That person's taking the fast road. They're taking the escalator all the way to the top. We'll see you in a few. And my God, I think Todd Knight desperately needs some medical attention. Can somebody get out here to help Todd Knight?